This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Kimberly Locke of American Idol fame in just a moment. But first, Angelina Jolie was one of the winners during the 2015 Kids' Choice Awards last weekend. The 39-year-old actress made her first post-surgery appearance with kids Zahara and Shiloh at the show, and she reminded fans of all ages to never be afraid of being different. Other winners included Nick Jonas as favorite male singer, Dance Moms as the favorite reality show, favorite talent competition, The Voice, favorite book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid series, the most addicting game, Minecraft, female singer, favorite, Selena Gomez, favorite music group, One Direction, favorite animated movie, Big Hero 6, and favorite female action star, Jennifer Lawrence, favorite movie star, Ben Stiller. Also, the Kids' Choice Awards go to favorite male action star, Liam Hemsworth, favorite movie, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, favorite new artist, Fifth Harmony, favorite cartoon, SpongeBob SquarePants, favorite TV actor, Ross Link, favorite TV actress, Laura Morano, and favorite kids' TV show, Austin and Ally. The favorite family TV show was Modern Family, and favorite movie actress, Emma Stone. Again, the 2015 Kids' Choice Awards, which was held last weekend. A frat member reportedly from Florida State University was recorded biting the head off a live hamster at a spring break party. The teen spit the head out and threw the body over a fence. The incident was posted on YouTube with the title, Psycho Drunk Spring Breaker Bites Head Off a Hamster. The video was taken down a few minutes later for violating the site's conduct policy. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has contacted FSU to identify the man and press charges. Police in Indiana say a driver was apparently following GPS navigation when he killed his wife by driving off a ramp to a demolished bridge that had been closed since 2009. The 51-year-old woman died of burns after the car caught fire following the 37-foot plunge. The 64-year-old man, who was the driver, survived. Deputies say the road is marked with numerous barricades, including orange barrels and cones, large wooden signs stating road closed, with orange-striped markings and concrete barricades across the road. Construction on a new bridge is scheduled to begin this spring. One of our regular guests here is Kimberly Locke, an American Idol finalist who's been through all of those reality show battles and knows a little bit about it. Now she's teaching her own students to sing and perform and get ready for that type of experience. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I am so good, and you are so good because you've got a bunch of young people that you are mentoring and coaching. And tell everybody about that.
You know, it's interesting because I never really saw myself, you know, teaching in that capacity, but I actually really enjoy it. And this is my second session of my 8-week course that I do at A Common Ground in Danbury, Connecticut. And this semester is the advanced class, and we are going into the studio. And it's interesting because in the beginning session, we only went into the studio once. And as their coach, it was interesting to stand back and watch them, you know, kind of break down in a way, because they were in a different environment and there was a lot of pressure. And even though there's no pressure in our class to perform, just being in a different environment, you know, took them by surprise. So this session in the advanced class, we're going in the studio 3 times, and just to help them get acclimated, you know, because everybody says, I want to be a singer, I want to be a singer. But you never know how you're going to react to the pressures of being on stage or being in a studio. And I think that's one of the things that American Idol does really well, is it puts you in a different, in many different situations to perform.
Well, how is it different being in a studio or being in, say, a classroom or on a stage at a high school or something?
Well, being in a classroom environment, you know, you're sitting close together. You are, you know, kids are used to being in a classroom environment because they're in school all day, so that's normal to them. And they get a little bit of one-on-one attention, and they do things together as a group. So that they're acclimated to. But when you take them out of the classroom and put them into a professional studio where they don't recognize any of the equipment, they don't know what to do with their voice. They don't know how to, you know, sing into the microphone properly. They don't know what to do with the headsets. There's all these buttons around, and, you know, the language is different in the studio. So it's a learning experience, and that's what I try to create in my class, so that if they ever get the opportunity to go into a studio, or if they're in a play and that play wants to record, that musical wants to record a soundtrack, they're not going to be going into the studio for the first time. They're going to be prepared.
Now, do you offset their nervousness with the thought that, you know, look, we have plenty of digital recording space available, so if you mess up, we'll just do it again?
Well, interestingly enough, Mike, that's one of the things that they don't understand. They don't understand how a song is actually pieced together. So the first time we went in the studio, you know, they were imploding because they didn't sing it all the way through straight. So when we have those moments in the studio, I take them all out and I sit them down and I say, okay, let's talk about, you know, what just happened. And most of them believe that artists go in the studio and sing a song straight through. And that is the farthest thing from the truth. I have worked with producers that literally pick words and piece words together and syllables together to make the word, to make it sound right the way they want it. And it really depends on the producer that is producing the song and how they like to work.
Well, that's incredible. With digital editing, I know you can do just about anything, but syllables and individual words, that's pretty remarkable.
Let me tell you, the technology nowadays is so magnificent. That is why you have so many young kids who are making music in their bedrooms and in their garage, because the technology is such that you can make anything sound good if you know how to use the program.
Now, do these kids understand, like, auto-tune and things like that that will enhance their vocal?
No. And this is what I really enjoy about teaching my students. You know, the first time they went in, you know, I didn't do any corrections to the track, to their vocal. I gave it to them raw so they could hear all their pitchy notes. They could hear where they fumbled over the words. They can hear everything. And I think it's important for them to have that as a point of reference, because that's where they're starting. That's where they're going to work from. They know exactly what sounds good and what doesn't sound good. So I send them home with this rough, pitchy track that they recorded in the studio, and they're like, well, that doesn't sound good at all, you know? So I said to their parents, you know, I'm not going to do any fixes, because this is what they need to practice, and they need to learn exactly what they need to do for the next time. And this time around, I will, the first time we go in the studio, I will send them home with another rough, scratch vocal is what we call it. And then the second time, what I'll do is I will have them re-sing it to see if they can correct some of the mistakes that they made the first time. Because the last thing I want is for my students who've worked under me to go in the studio and the producer has to fix everything. I want them to be confident in their singing abilities so that they don't have to rely on auto-tune, as a lot of artists unfortunately do. And a lot of producers rely on auto-tune to fix things. I want my students to be able to go in and say, oh, I missed that note. Can I do it again? So by the third time we go in the studio, they're going to have three versions of the same song. And the final version, I will auto-tune, just so they can understand that auto-tune is a tool. It's not to be used regularly. As a singer, I believe, you know, even when I go in the studio, I sing, auto-tune doesn't come into play unless I get so tired that I absolutely have tried to get this note 1,000 times and I just can't get it.
Well, also, they've got to learn that they're going to be performing these songs live if they're successful. And
exactly.
They're going to have to bring the goods.
Exactly. And I think that is, you know, you've been in the music industry working in radio for a very long time, so you know better than anybody that live performances is where it's at. When you see an artist, it's one thing to hear an artist record on the radio, but if they come into your office and they sing for you, or they come and do a show for your radio station and they give a killer live performance, that's when you really become a fan.
You're absolutely right. You've done it. I've seen John Cicada do it. I've seen a number of people do it where they just blow you away with their vocal talent because it's stripped down, maybe just a guitar and that's it. And, and you know that there's no fixes there because they're sitting right in front of you.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of, I believe that's the real beauty of being a singer, that you can have a song that's on the radio and that song is great and people love it. But then you transform that piece of music, that same piece of music, when you do a live performance and you strip it down so that that vocal can be really heard. And that's when you really capture your audience.
All right. Well, now I have to correct this interview. No, I'm just kidding. No auto, no auto tune on the interview.
Good.
Well, it's nice to know that your students are in such good hands. Kimberly, thank you for a couple of minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
And with Kimberly Locke of American Idol fame, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.